Welcome to the Tech Flash. If you're looking to increase your EdTech knowledge that's quick and easy to listen to, you have come to the right place. Let's join our host, Josh, and see what today's episode is all about.
Hello and welcome to the Tech Flush. Man, I am excited that you've decided to pull up that podcasting app. I'm decided that you went to the BCS technology page, wherever you're listening. I'm glad you did it. I'm glad you're listening. For my longtime listeners, you're awesome. For those people that are first clicking the button today, you're awesome too. So just thank you for listening. So listen, we're still here in San Antonio, Texas. We've done dinner. We've done our donuts. We've continued to keep the tradition alive. But today's our last day here. We fly out in the morning. So we've got a big recap tonight. I don't know if necessarily we're going to recap the whole conference tonight. It could be some hits and here and there. But we'll kind of see what each kind of guest here has to say. So I'm excited to get around the table tonight. It's a little quieter in the lobby tonight. We've been having to go to the second floor just because there's been a ton of people down here in the main lobby. But it's exciting to be here. It's exciting to just kind of sit around the table again and fellowship with the team and just kind of see where the conversation leads. Now, the only thing about tonight versus previous nights is tomorrow we've got an early morning flight. Coach Scott Webb says that we got to be at the lobby at 5 a.m. So I don't know how late we're going to record today, or, you know, it's kind of getting kind of late now. So we'll just kind of see how these spring chickens do with bedtime. So we're going to go ahead and get started. Jason, we're coming for you, okay? So I'm going to give you some time to get prepared, your thoughts. So we're going to come to you probably second. Does that work, or you want to go first? You want to go first? Let's do it. All right, Jason. So we've done a lot of things this week. So kind of tell us, again, I know you don't like this kind of format. So we can either recap something today you enjoyed. I know it was kind of half day, so recap. Let's just do that. Kind of tell us something about this half day that we had that just kind of sparked your interest, sparked something about our last day here at TCA.
Well, you know, I'm a little older than you, Josh, so it is. You've seen popular movie that's been out for a while called Harry Potter. The cool thing about that is how they made the newspapers in there kind of come to life, and you can kind of see things moving around on the newspaper. Well, we learned today in a session how to use AR or augmented reality and a bunch of different pieces of software to be able to create a newspaper like that. So really awesome. Had a lot of fun in that session. Then I went to this really cool session. I mean, with this amazing presenter, probably the best I've ever heard. It was about podcasting, and so it was incredible. So I can't remember his name, but it was really, really good. We'll have to come back to you a little bit later on.
Mosh Joris.
What was it?
Yeah, Mosh Joris.
Mosh Joris. Okay. I'll have to remember that. We'll have to look that up. All right. So anyway, again, had a great week, great day today. And I'm just going to go ahead and pass this back to you, or would you like me to pass it on to the next person? All right.
I'm glad you enjoyed that Harry Potter one themed kind of thing. I almost went to that, and I didn't. I don't remember what I picked, but I'm glad you went to that one. I'll be anxious to see those resources and kind of see how we can make some of those things. I think it's always fun. It's fun to kind of do that. All right. Well, cool. Jason, that was awesome. Really good highlights. I really enjoyed that. It must have been that ice cream we got tonight helped boost the sugar levers. All right. Well, cool. So I'm looking around the table. We're kind of figuring out who's next, who's going to smile, who's not. Some of us are looking. Some of them are not. So we're going to go ahead and go to Pam. So Pam, kind of tell us some highlights, kind of give us something, give us some meat today, because I know you did some awesome things. So just kind of shoot us what you got.
Josh, was another great day at TCEA in San Antonio. I think that I was just super proud of our district today and the representation that we had. Josh Morris presented on podcasting with the Potty PD and did a fantastic job. Just broke it down and made it very simple for the attendees. And then you had Betsy Clem and Kelly Earhart, who presented on a library media center. Both of those sessions were teachers from Bradley County Schools, all three of those presenters. And honestly, the way that they were able to articulate what's going on in the district and how they're serving in their roles made me so proud. When the librarian from Bradley Central and our very own Betsy Clem were talking about the new makerspace that they have done and just the ways to engage the staff, the students, and build those relationships, it was phenomenal. And they had a really good crowd, and I think that they were just building excitement and something that I think we could all learn from these individuals. So y'all, I think that we should get, Josh to put that in Potty PD's resources so that you can refer to those later. You will be blessed.
Man, you are just a wealth of knowledge, Pam. I think it's just incredible to hear you, just speak, and just kind of the articulation is just so powerful. We've got to get you on the show more. I think the guests are going to love it, hearing more of you. You may even rival the old Scott Webb. I mean, I don't know. But we can talk about that another day. So we're going to keep on working around the table, keep seeing what people are going on. So we're going to go ahead and move to Shelly. And Shelly, kind of give us some hits today. I know you always pick the great sessions. I feel like when we talk, I've always like failed at my sessions, and you always pick the good ones because you're always coming back to the table with some great things. And I do appreciate you continuing to share that knowledge. So kind of give us some highlights, a session, maybe not a session, maybe it was breakfast. I don't know. Just give us something for your last day being in San Antonio and TCEA.
Well, as far as sessions go, I think the neatest thing is just sitting back and watching all the camaraderie with other educators. And realizing that doesn't matter what state we're in, that we're all in the same boat. And our main goal is to encourage teachers to keep on doing what they do best and to keep increasing student engagement. And when it's all said and done, we're all in this for one purpose, and that's to make our students better and to open doors and help them to find and answer their calls and their dreams and let their dreams come true. And that was one of the things, even going to your session and even going to Betsy's session, is watching even people that we work with every day, so to speak, thrive in what they're doing and encouraging other teachers to find their voice. And even with both of you, you're both sitting there during both your sessions, encouraging teachers just to keep growing in their art and what they do, and encouraging students to become everything that they can see that they want to be. So my biggest takeaway from this trip is the part that almost every relationship that we have in this whole, even in this conference, was the main focus was building those relationships and making those relationships better. How can we help other teachers better their craft? How can we help students to become better? And all that comes down to building those relationships and being able to communicate together and showing how much we can support each other and just encourage each other when life gets rough, because teaching's not easy. But the one thing is, we always know we have other people in our corner that we can say, hey, I need to do this, this, and this, and I need to give me tips. And this conference was all about that. We all saw tips after tips after tips how to make life for our students and teachers better.
Man, I think that was so powerful. I think, you know, when you talk about us as a team, or like the camaraderie and like continue to push each other, I feel like, especially when you think about relationships and you build those, then there's that trust factor too. Because then if we can trust each other, then we're more comfortable sharing ideas. And then you're more comfortable, like if you share an idea, then I'm more willing to take that. And I think even like as we work with other teachers in the district, or you share things, the more we can build a relationship with them. That's not about work. That's not about all the things, then when we're able to share those tech goodness or instructional things or things they do in the classroom, it just hits a little different versus like some random person they don't know just kind of throwing things at them.
And as you build those relationships, they're more comfortable coming and asking you for help. And I think that was the one part we were discussing the other night, was just having that opportunity or making that time to where we can connect more with our teachers in our buildings, to where they see us as approachable, one, two, that what we have to offer them, they can do. Because a lot of times they see technology as, oh, I can't do this, where we're watching our teachers grow so much compared to where they were a few years ago.
Yeah, I think that's just, that's powerful. I think that's something that we need to just get, you know, we do that well, but it's just a continual thing. It's not a one and done thing. You've got to always continue to work and always continue things to do like that. So awesome. Cool, Shelly. I appreciate your good wisdom tonight. All right. So we've got two fan favorites left. We've got Mr. Colby Burris. And remember, he told me to, before the show we started recording, make sure you please continue to follow him on the XLC Burris on Twitter. He has just really enjoyed seeing all his new friends. It really makes him feel special deep down inside. And then we've always got Scott Webb in the house. He's always excited to podcast. We were walking back to the hotel, and I think part of us were all tired. We're ready to get ready to get up early tomorrow. And the first thing we walked in the lobby without missing a beat, he's like, all right, where's your mics? Let's do it. So here we are. And it's a good thing it's nice and quiet down here a little bit. You got the vibe of the music, just a real cool place to record other than just a normal studio. So I think for me, that's been a real pleasure this week of sitting around and not just kind of talking amongst ourselves, but kind of recording, walking around. And it is fun sometimes because we have this mic and then people are like, what are y'all doing? You get those looks about like when we were in gate E10 in the Dallas airport. We got some weird looks that night, but it was awesome. It was cool. All right. Well, cool. So we're gonna go to Colby. So Colby, kind of tell us some highlights. Tell us something about today, whether you had a great breakfast, a great cherry Dr. Pepper. I don't know. Just give us some good words from Colby tonight.
Yeah. Cherry Dr. Pepper's been a nice treat here to have it locally. It's hard to find back home. Can't find it like you used to. Had a good meal. Had some great guacamole today. It was so, so good. So it was kind of a highlight of the day. I'm excited for us to get back because I feel like collectively as a team, we've got some big ideas move forward. We've had some great discussion off the mic each evening. And so I think we got some big things cooking. Maybe in some future episodes, you're going to be able to talk about some of those things. They're a little hush-hush right now, top secret, but got some good ideas, I think, of where we can go with the district and keep going up with technology. Overall, great conference, super great conference. And I'm just going to take this moment to go ahead and say, I'm not saying this because you handed me the microphone and letting me talk here, but just absolutely superb job with your presentation today. There's some people that have lots of knowledge, but they don't know how to communicate it. And I feel like you tell a story when you present. You're not just there giving information and regurgitating something that's been prepared. You really talk to people. You've got great timing. I think timing is everything with great teachers. And you know when to pause and let people just kind of soak in what was just said, give them some time to think. You have the it factor going on. So kudos to you. I know it was well attended, and you probably didn't see it in the moment, but lots of people just in the moment, like as you made great statements, just people engaged, giving those head nods, giving those little subtle cues that they're enjoying what they're seeing, they're understanding what's being said with all your great points. So once again, just absolutely phenomenal job. You represented the district well. I'm afraid if you keep that up, they're going to have some people calling you wanting you to come do other things for a profession. So you gotta keep it under control, man. You can't get too good now on us. But overall, wonderful conference. Excited for us to get back and apply some of the things we learned.
You know, Colby, I appreciate the kind words. I think sometimes as we do things, whether it's good or it's bad, it's always, I mean, of course it's nice to hear, but it's a little, you know, but I do appreciate those good words. So listen, we're going to go ahead and get to our next guest. I think there's no introduction needed. I don't think there's any grand finale. I don't think we need fireworks. I don't think we need to even tell you who it is. I'm just going to pass the mic and we're just going to see what kind of goodness we know from TCA day number 4.
Well, Josh, first of all, thanks for letting me be on your program. Happy to be here. I believe this is four days in a row. Saturday from the Dallas, I think it was Terminal E20 or E10, something like that. Is it 5 days in a row? Yep. Sunday, we were right here in the lobby, a couple days upstairs, and back here in the lobby to wrap up a wonderful trip. I'm a little bitter at the people of Bradley County for not working or doing anything over the course of the last 5 days while we've been hammering away. But that's just a personal thing that I'm going to have to overcome myself. But again, thanks for having me on your program. It's been an outstanding week here at TCA.
Wow. Just an outstanding week. I thought we were going to get some good meat. I thought... I get it. Like, I'm supposed to ask the questions and things, but I just honestly, Scott, I just wasn't expecting that. I mean, I thought that's standard practice. But so I'm glad you've had a great week. I'm glad things have went well for you. So as we think about this last day, I know it was a half day. We session started, I think, at like 8 this morning. We ended this afternoon at 2 after the keynote speaker that happened at 1. But go ahead and kind of give us a highlight. Is there something you really enjoyed today? Was there a good breakfast? I mean, I know we're gonna hear some good things, but tell us something that you've saw today during a presentation that you really enjoyed.
Well, Josh, first of all, I will say this: I'm super proud of the group we brought from Bradley County Schools to this conference. I believe we had five sessions. By Bradley County School personnel. That's a big deal. You know, I don't, when I first started going to these conferences, you know, I've been going to these conferences. I think my first time I went to FETC was in, I want to say it was like 2007, 2008, something like that. So many, many years ago, you know, it was just exciting to be at a big national conference like that. And to think that here in 2026, you know, almost 20 years later, not only are we as a district attending these big national conferences, we're now contributing to these big national conferences. And I think that, you know, we've talked about that some over the course of the week of the difference and how far we've come as a district in terms of, I'm not just talking about tools and stuff, but and just the degree in which we've implemented and really kind of bought into incorporating technology into our, you know, the day-to-day things that we are doing. So to see how far we've come in our journey, to see, you know, we had Kelly Earnhardt, Betsy Clem spoke this morning, a little bit later in the morning talking about podcasting. You know, Jason and Pam had a great session on the STEM Hub. You know, you did another session on Waveground and all that yesterday. We talked a little bit about that. Pam started us all off on Sunday, I believe, with a session on Google Sites and, you know, some of the things that we've been doing for years, and just kind of sharing that vision and that inspiration out to everybody else and having people go, wow, that's really cool. It's never thought to do anything like that. Just kind of shows you, you know, how far we've gone and the investment we made is really paying off, and you're seeing it enhance what we're trying to do from an instructional standpoint. And we still have big dreams and big visions, and we're going to really dive into that stuff next week when we get an opportunity to gather back together and kind of rehash some of the things But the good thing about conferences like this is it you know, it gives us a chance to kind of feel the direction of where things are going, but it also gives us a chance to spend some time together as a department. And to me, that is, it's not only just, is it a, it's a critical piece of a conference like this. It's us sitting around. I can remember the first time you got to go on a trip. We went to Austin a few years ago, and while the conference is always outstanding and great and a lot of fun, it was sitting around a table in a hotel lobby talking about what's going on in our district and how we can help improve things from a instructional technology perspective that are, you can't put, there's not a price tag for that. It's just invaluable time together, spending time, getting to know one another, getting to know where, we want to see the district go, sharing information from one another. So it is really, those things are just invaluable, and it's a really big part of coming to a conference like this. So that has been, it was great. Like, we've had Jeremy Jones on the show. Matter of fact, I'm a little disappointed he hasn't texted me back yet. Thought we may have to try to FaceTime him in here because, we haven't done a podcast without him the last couple of days. But be able to spend time with Jeremy and a couple members of his staff and to kind of give them, the day-to-day stuff in school, we get so hectic dealing with just the stuff we have to do too on a day-to-day basis. But when you could spend some time together and kind of talk about, me and Jeremy, we've been friends for a long time, but we haven't had a chance to sit around and talk about instructional technology in this kind of way in a long time. And it's important for me to get information from him and feedback, and it's important for me to give him information and feedback about, kind of what we're thinking, where we want to go, that type of stuff. So it's just been a great trip. That's not even, not even to mention the, 4,000 to 5,000 calories of donuts that I've consumed over the last several days. We don't even want to think about that. Please don't look up online calorie counts for some of the donuts we've had. But it, other than that, it's, we've had great fellowship. This is a great city. I'm very excited that it's going to be here for the next, I think it's here through 30, maybe even 30, 31. So it's going to be here in San Antonio for the next several years, which is great because you have some familiarity with the places. Now we know what some of the things we want to do, and we'll do some, we'll have an opportunity to do some different things and try some different restaurants. But, the time together is always well spent. It's always an expensive trip here. It does cost some money, but it's always well worth it. The benefit is always way out shines and performs the dollar amount it costs to come here. So I am excited to get home. We've been hammering away since Saturday morning when I first at 8:30 when we got to the airport and dealt with all the travel and all the stuff to get here, made it here. And then, we've been conferencing pretty hard. I mean, I've been hammering away 6-7 sessions a day. So, it's been great. A lot of knowledge, a lot of great people. But I'm excited to get home, and I'm excited to us to kind of digest and unpack this conference and see if we can I think we have a couple great ideas about some things that I think could be really impactful for our teachers and students, and we're gonna put our minds together and see if we can make some improvements and do some great things.
Yeah, I think when we think about that, your first comment about like when I went a couple of years ago, when we went to Austin, And I knew we were going to spend some time together as a team. You know, we're going to eat. The sessions were going to be all over the place. But I don't think I truly understood the bonding that was going to happen. Because, you know, I was still the newbie. I was a year on the job. But, like, you get to hang out with people, you know, during our normal staff meetings. And you were busy. You did your other things. So there was really never time just to sit and chill. But I can remember coming back from dinner that first night. And you, like, we went to the lobby. And the lobby was a little smaller than now. But you just sit down. I'm like, all right, I'm going to sit and hang out. And then 4 hours later at midnight, we're going to bed. And it was really fun just to sit around and talk, either talking work stuff or just talking whatever we wanted to talk about. And it really was a good experience for me being a newbie in the department. And so as we came to this trip, I knew, like, we're going to find a lobby, we're going to sit, we're going to hang out. And I've really enjoyed that part of it. And I know, just because we are so busy, I know everybody's enjoyed that, just getting to hang out and just, I don't know, look up things on the internet and find out all the things about San Antonio with the masked person that lives in a bush and jumps out. We've researched that this week, which has been real fun. So just getting to experience, I guess, just life with everybody is what I'm trying to say, has been pretty awesome. So any last words from anybody? Anybody want to get back on the mic one more last time before we start wrapping episode number 71 up? Oh, wow. Here we go. Let's go.
All right. I was joking earlier whenever I first started off. I did know it was you, Josh, and you did a great job on your podcast, on your presentation. So just wanted to clear that up.
Thanks, Jason. I appreciate your nice words. It's not very often that people are that nice. Even Colby today was really nice, so I appreciate that. And I'm glad we got that on recording, especially for Colby. I know, Jason, you're a great guy. We've roomed together this week. It's just an awesome experience versus other things. Yeah, that's true. He's really got some good sleep this week. But listen, for episode 71, I hope you've enjoyed it. I hope you have enjoyed listening our journey for TCA 26. I know by the time this comes out, I was really hoping that all the episodes were going to come out back to back. But we've just been busy staying up, bonding. So hopefully this will be out by the end of the week, of next week. So we're going to get those cranking. A little bit of editing to do, you know, do all the fun things there just to make sure we got some good quality content for you. But remember, you can follow all of us on Twitter. You've got SWeb32. You've got Shelly Earls is on there. What's your Shelly? It's at Shelly Earls. That was easy. And then you got Pam P. Coleman is on there. It's just Pam Coleman. P. Coleman. Pam Coleman. Just look her up. If you can't find her, go to my friends list and just find her, and she'll be right on there. You can see Jason's on there. Listen. If you can't find Pam, if you'll go to Wayground's account, Kyle Nemesis tweeted a picture with her. Pam is pretty big time in the Wayground community. We're really proud of her, of what she has accomplished. And so we're just rocking it out. Now, remember, you can also follow Jason at JV_tech on Twitter. He also runs the STEM Hub Twitter account as well. So make sure you follow those. And we've got Facebook. I mean, we have all the social media. So if you can't find us, you just got to look harder. So make sure you check those out. Make sure you check the website out, bit.ly/TechFlush. See all the goodness there. Make sure you check out the links, emails, all that kind of stuff. Reach out. But for episode 71, I've enjoyed it. I hope you too. And we will talk to you later. See you later. Bye.
Thank you for joining us today on the Tech Flush podcast. Stay tech savvy, keep those gadgets charged, and remember, teachers and technology go hand in hand, connecting students to a world of knowledge for an electrifying learning experience. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and spread the word about the Tech Flush to your friends. Catch all episodes on Apple Podcasts. See you next time on the Tech Flush.